Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 18th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Want to welcome our May patron, that's Matthew P. Thank you so much for the support, Matthew. Shout out to Matthew P. You can go to patreon.com/thegamersin if you want to support this fine content that we're about to run through here. For the Gamers In, as far as I know, we've got a show this week, and while gameplay has been light, I don't think there's a lot of new games coming out, and I mean, I think Jocelyn's got a few games on the horizon that she's looking forward to. I did catch in the Discord, she picked up Control, sort of as a future investment for the summer, but also looking at Maneater, which comes out on Friday. That's a game where you play as a shark. So a bit of a flip of the script there, because as far as I remember from my time in Depth and Sea of Thieves, Jocelyn's not too fond of sharks. Now, maybe if she gets to control the shark and eat a bunch of people, then maybe that'll work out. So that one comes out on Friday, and she's going to be checking that one out probably for next week. And then we've got Elder Scrolls Online, the new expansion called Greymoor, that we're going to be checking out 2 weeks after, 2 weeks from now. I guess it comes out in 2 weeks, but I'm not going to be able to play it until the week after that. So we've got some stuff planned, plenty of announcements coming at you over the next couple weeks as well. So I don't see Gamers In slowing down because I think the news is only going to ramp up. I think where things get interesting is where we get into the fall and what those releases look like. Although a lot of games have said, hey, we're launching this fall. And I mean, if the fall timelines aren't impacted, there was some really interesting stuff coming out of Ubisoft's fiscal report. I know interesting and fiscal report don't really go well together, but I really like Ubisoft. I don't think there was a time where I disliked Ubisoft. They are a large conglomerate developer, huge, and they've had some missteps, don't get me wrong, but they've always been one to self-correct when needed, and they are able to develop these massive games across massive teams from various distances away. So they're already doing this whole like work, not really work from home, but work from afar as you're working with teams from, you know, some in Canada, some in the States, some in Europe. It's crazy, really. So, but the news out of Ubisoft was basically saying like, hey, between now and end of fiscal, March 31st, 2021, we've got 5 AAA products that are coming. And 4 of which we know of. We've got, I'm going to try to remember these. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Watch Dogs Legion, Skies and Gods, or it was that new Greek game. Anyways, and there's a couple other ones. And they're saying there's 2 possibilities due to the COVID-19 situation in that 4 will release in this fiscal and 1 will be pushed out. So a game that has not been announced yet could be pushed out, or all could release before end of fiscal. Now, Watch Dogs Legion and the Greek God game has already seen a delay. Those were supposed to come out in March of this year, and those were delayed due to quality concerns. But it's interesting to see how companies will pivot. Where you'll really see, you know, the hit is not this year, but next year. So games that are currently in development requiring mocap, voice recordings, you know, orchestras, that sort of thing, those are the ones that are going to see some delays as they wait to get back into the mocap studios and stuff, where it's and when it's safe to do so. That'll be an interesting sort of hit. And mind you, some of those games probably haven't even been announced yet. The only one I can think of would be, man, like maybe Breath of the Wild 2 or Metroid Prime 4, some of those games that have been announced years ago that are still in development. But besides that, what I've been playing, I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, like a lot. Any given moment I have to play video games, I've been popping into Assassin's Creed Odyssey, even going so far as to figure out how to play my Uplay version of Assassin's Creed Odyssey through Steam Link while running on the treadmill. And it's worked quite well for the most part, you know, just to get that half hour in to do some quests. That game, and I'm afraid to stop playing it because honestly, I stopped playing it over a year ago and I never went back. And it took some time to get back into it, but I'm really enjoying it. I mean, it's a great game. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm sure most of you have tried it or beaten it at this time. But that is just such a fun, laid back experience where you're just running around Greece and just screwing things up, man. It's really great. So I've been playing a lot of that and having a good time, mainly due to the announcement of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm not gonna lie, I got really excited about that. As for news, we've got some news here. I'm trying to remember what would be here. I don't know if we talked about this, but right after we recorded last week, I think it would have been, Unreal Engine 5 got revealed, and it's a next-gen real-time demo running on the PlayStation 5. We'll probably talk about that. I mean, it's the fidelity of those graphics are amazing. It looks great. It's probably not a real game, although I would play it. We'll talk about that. Nintendo of America, Nintendo announced a new Paper Mario game, which has been rumored for quite some time. That is going to be out July 17th. So surprise announcement, The Origami King releases on July 17th. Moving into Summoner's Call, we had to delay a week, or really we're combining 2 weeks into one. We were going to record our normal time this week and realize there's no news, so we'd just be doing Game Club. So we decided to wait until the new banner, the new Special Heroes banner, arrives to talk about that. We'll talk about that on Thursday when we record, so expect it on the feed around Friday-ish. We'll have two chapters of Game Club to cover. This is also the point in which in Sacred Stones where Ephraim and Erica's roots combine. So we're kind of doubling up now, figuring if we're not talking about two separate chapters anymore. So we'll talk about that. As for releases, big ones on the horizon, talked about Maneater, that's coming out May 22nd on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Minecraft Dungeons comes out on the 26th, that's on pretty much everything. Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath, which is an expansion, comes out on the 26th, and that's out for everything. Dungeon Defenders Awakened on PC on May 28th as well, and a bunch of 2K collections, Bioshock the Collection, Borderlands Legendary Collection, and XCOM 2 Collection are coming out on the Nintendo Switch on May 29th. And finally, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition comes to Switch on May 29th. Some fun stuff to look forward to in May with some great games coming out over the next 2 weeks. Look forward to that. I know a lot of people are excited about that Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. But yeah. That's going to do it for the TGI Patreon Mini. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.